on the injury front, is everybody okay from the other night?
From the other night, yeah, we're fine. We've still got the one or two ones that's been lingering a little bit, which has been Ross Turnbull and Kane Hemmings and young George Smith. So apart from that, I think we'll have everybody available that was available on Tuesday, yeah.
Perhaps Turnbull then being the first one, if it's still his back, how far away is he from being available for selection?
He's close, he's very close. Whether or not this weekend's slightly too early, we'll assess it again, talking about it on Friday, latest possible on Friday, but he's getting closer, yeah, so I'm sure he'll be available in the not-too-distant future.
Is it just a case of waiting for the effects or after-effects of this injection to kick in?
Well, there is that. I think more than anything, you know, the one thing we don't want to do is bring him back too early and regret it and then him being out for, you know, a longer period than we need to have, you know, so we just have to we have to be careful, we have to manage the situation as best we can, and what our feelings are at the morning time is not rushing back, but rushing back is maybe this weekend. After the weekend, maybe it's not so much of a rush.
Leiter's now here, obviously he's played and played some football, and we all know he's fit, as in he can run, but in terms of being match fit, where you would want him to be, how far away is he from that?
He's nowhere near it. He's nowhere near it, and he knows it, and I know it. But that's sometimes what happens when lads have been out of contract and had no pre-season work, and it takes a little bit of time to get that that match sharpness, if you like, back again. And Leroy needs to work on that, and that's why we stuck him in last week, during the week against Crewe, because he needs game time. You know, and that was what will sharpen him up. He's not carrying any injuries, which is good. You know, obviously we just have to make sure that, you know, there's no danger of pulling muscles and strains, etc. I mean, you can never guarantee that it won't happen with anybody, but certainly with lads who have not done pre-season, we have to be very careful with them. But I just think, you know, the more games he plays, the better he'll be, you know, and the sharper he'll become, which is exactly what we want with Leroy, because, you know, when he's on the ball and when he's sharp, he's a real goal threat.
Is he in a position then, because it's a quickish turnaround to this Saturday, where you can start him again and see how he goes and possibly for a bit longer this weekend?
Well, I think we'll just have to see how we go, you know, with the team selection more than anything. But we can't, at this stage, you know, the one thing we can't do is overload players, you know, that haven't done the workload that the majority of the lads have done. So we have to be mindful of that. We don't want to let a heads rule our heart. You know, we have to make sure that... or the other way around, I should have ruled ahead, where we think, you know, we want him to play, desperate to play, but really deep down we know it's not the right thing to do. We'll assess that, and we'll assess that with the medical people as well, just to make sure we're going down the right road, so we don't get any difficulties later on.
As you look at the squad, you've had two games now. Do you look at making perhaps changes to perhaps cope with that for this weekend at Crewe?
Well, we can afford one or two changes, obviously, from the Crewe game in the Cup. Obviously, the likes of Joe Dudgeon will come back into the equation. So that's good from that perspective. And again, we want one or two that was outside of the starting 11 on Saturday that will come back into contention again. And more importantly, you know, we've got to field a team that gives us the right balance, but the threat that we had the other night as well, because we were a threat for a lot of the game the other night, and the amount of chances that we did have, you know, we're disappointed we didn't see any hit the back of the net, but the approach was good, the approach work was good, and I think, you know, I'm sure that Crewe will be wary of that, and although they got through the tie, you know, there was lots of good play from our point of view that gave us opportunities, and we've got to make sure we can replicate that at the weekend, but obviously being a bit tougher in our defensive work.
Is that perhaps, if we're talking about things in stages and just getting that little bit better and that little bit better, the next stage then for Barnsley, toughening up, making sure you're a bit sharper?
Well, the sharpness will come with games, you know, as you well know, and you know, sometimes it's easy to sit here and think, you know, that further down the line we're going to get better and better. But we want it straight away. As I said before, you know, we'd like it to happen overnight, and we'd like to have the continuous run all season. But, you know, we're realistic, and, you know, it possibly won't happen that way. But what we are hoping for, and I'm not saying just that's all it is, we're working towards, is getting better and stronger as we go along. And we've seen that we need to work on aspects of our game, both in the offensive and defensive work areas, and the players are quite open with that. You know, that But I will say, again, you know, the longer we play together, the more understanding we have, the better we'll be.
Is it an advantage or a disadvantage that you're playing the same team twice in a week?
I'll tell you after the game. I don't know. We know a little bit about each other, don't we? That's one thing. You know, we're not going, either team are not going into the game blind now. You know, we've seen them play some good football against us. We've seen them create chances. They've seen us do the same. They'll try and nullify what threats we had, and we'll try and do the same with them, and but continue having our threats. So yeah, I mean, it's on the day, it's like everything. You know, I say many times before, and you know, for want of a better word, I know what team Real Madrid will put out tomorrow night. You know, you tell me before the game, but it's trying to stop them that's the main thing. You know, and you see it all the time in rugby, don't you? The teams are named well before the games, but you know, who stops New Zealand when they start to fly? So it's not really about the personnel. It's just on the day when how people react in the parameters of the 90 minutes.
It's a situation where you're trying to put the team together, and some of the players that have been brought in are actually more technically gifted players. They are very much passers, if you like. Playing against a team like Crewe that are perhaps in the same boat, really, less physical, and we're talking degrees here. Does that maybe benefit Barnsley this weekend?
I really don't know, Andy. You know, it's a million-dollar question. I don't know if it benefits us or not. You know, but I think we have to work on the basis that it'll be a very physical game against us, and we have to be physical with the situation, not just play when we have the ball and let them play when they have the ball. You know, we have to make sure that when we're out of possession, we are very tough opponents, you know, and we're very clued into what we need to do with defensive work. That's what really concerns me more than anything. You know, it's not really how the other teams play against us, it's how we allow them to play. That's the main objective, and we've got to stop them from playing, you know, and be very difficult when we're out of possession to be broken down. But be, you know, in full bloom, if you like, when we attack, you know, and blossom as well as we can.
Do Barnsley have maybe those types of players? And again, I'm pigeonholing here a little in the fact of having the big physical centre forward and perhaps the mongrel midfielder, if you like. You've got players with different talents right now.
Yeah, there's that for analogy. You know, we have got some technically very good players, you know, but the other side of the game, they can do as well, you know, I don't for 1 minute think they can't do it. Yes, there are one or two additions that we would like to bring in, of course, and that's understatement. But I still think from what we've got at the moment in time, we are capable of doing that side of it with the squad we have. You know, we've still got one or two, like I say, who's not featured just yet, but they will do, you know, and that might give us that bit of toughness, a bit of steel that we're looking for.
I know we've addressed this before, and no doubt we will again between now and the 31st, but is the transfer search ongoing right now? Is there scope to move? Should an opportunity come about, you know, relatively quickly?
Yeah, there is scope, yeah. That's all the business we've done so far this season, pre-season, sorry. There is scope, yeah. You know, it's not going to blow people out of the water, I don't think, with the prices we're going to... But there is scope to bring players in, yeah, and that's what we've made the leeway for, to make sure that is the case as we go along.
Is it maybe about that different striker then? Because Winnell and Leiter are, correct me if I'm wrong, I suppose, but similar types of players. Is it about that, the target man forward?
Well, you need a different approach at times, don't you, in certain games? And yes, of course we are. We're looking for that bigger one. It's no secret, really, you know, that there's certain times in games when you've seen already, you know, the size of some of the opponents at the back, and you have to be able to deal with the physicality in this league, in most leagues, but certainly, you know, in this league, because we're here now, and you have to be able to deal with it, and you have to give people problems with it, and if it's in your favour. So it's of no surprise that we are looking for that type.
Are you close to anything right now, or are you just watching and waiting?
We're no closer in terms of if you're asking somebody before Saturday, no, you know, but we are hoping that we can do some business soon. Yeah.
There's been a little bit of talk about, it's kind of come from David Flitcroft about Rose. Is he somebody you'd be prepared to let go at all?
I don't know what David Flitcroft's talking about. If it's from his point of view, I think we'll do it club to club rather than down through the press.
So he's not somebody, because I mean, at the minute there's two or three, and Danny's maybe the sub to come
well,
on there.
I want to, Andy, you know me well enough to understand that I will not do my business in this manner, you know, and other people choose to do it, that's up to them. You know, and if there's something comes along, you'll be first to know, just like everybody else. At this moment in time, I'll go back to Danny. Danny's a part of the squad that we want to keep together. Now, if something happens as we go along, we'll wait and see. But at this moment in time, you know, I don't think it's ethical to be talking about other players who don't belong to them.